The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, businesses up and down the country waited patiently this week to hear news of the July stimulus plan. Various ministers spoke about the need to get people who have been saving to spend. But will the staycation tax rebate get those savers to open their wallets, or have people become too used to not spending? We're joined by behavioural economist Liam Delaney. Liam, you're very welcome to the programme. Are you rushing out to spend? Are you a spender or a saver at the moment?
I suppose like a lot of people, cautiously making my way back into the economy, but cautiously so. And I think that's what most people are doing. There has been pickups in the last month or two, as you would have expected. But I think we've been saying all the way through, the attitude that people have towards this virus is very cautious, is far more so than you would often think by looking at the media and so on and so forth. People have been nervous about this from the start, and I think you will see a drag on consumption for a good while into the future.
As a behavioural economist, this is a bit of a double whammy, I'd imagine, because in a recession, people might not spend money that they could afford to spend. They might not spend it because they're worried about their future financial circumstances. But there's also the element of, if I go out and spend it by staying in hotels, by travelling, by going out for meals, they're worried about getting the virus as well.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, you've seen these things in other recessions, including in the last one, where you get these curious patterns where even people that are not particularly affected financially start saving. And it almost becomes like a narrative emerges that this is something you should do because the future is very risky and so on and so forth. But when you add in a virus situation, then people start saving for precautionary reasons, perhaps if they get sick. And as you say, on top of all that, they're saving in areas where that are being affected by the pandemic more generally. So you do get this perfect storm for businesses like hospitality and tourism and so on and so forth, where and I think the issue with it as well is that this risk aversion is not likely to suddenly just go away. So even though the deposits are building up, I mean, you might think that, you know, they'll just be spent in the next quarter, and that could happen, but I suspect it's going to be a longer process than that.
From a behavioural point of view, when you talk to people, everybody is exchanging anecdotes about whether people are out or not out. And you hear stories about some hotels maybe that have got 70-75% bookings at the moment because people are staying at home and staycations. And then you hear other anecdotes about how all shops are empty. How much does that influence our behaviour, our perception of what others are doing?
Yeah, it's a very interesting one, and I think the norms around what's a normal thing to do will be very important as time goes on. So there's the issue that people may feel a health risk from going out, but also I think there's an issue of like what's the responsible thing to do. So people have been remarkably adherent to these guidelines coming in. People took this, as you might imagine, very seriously all the way through, and I think, you know, there's a lot of focus at the moment about stimulating people to go out through incentives and so on and so forth. And I think there should be a bit more upon how over time you'll create these sort of safe environments that are sort of seen to be safe. So if you look at something like food safety, if you go to a restaurant, you kind of want to know that the food isn't going to make you sick. And I think there'll be something like that going forward. People are looking for assurance, not just that their health will be safe, but that also it's a sort of responsible thing to do. And at the moment, I think people are still feeling out, like, what is a normal thing to do? Is it normal to go out? Should I go to a pub?
Do vouchers work, or tax rebates on meals, that kind of thing?
I would normally say this is not something that you would normally think of as a policy, particularly something like a rebate in a small open economy, you know, as a way of stimulating business. You might think at the moment because of the particular situation that's there. But I mean, if you look at this particular one, it's going to involve, you know, filling out a form, uploading your receipts, those types of things. So it's a very, I'm not going to say it'll have no effect whatsoever, but it's a very sort of light, you know, it won't really hammer the drivers of behaviour in the way that other...
You don't sound very convinced that it's going to make
much
of a difference.
In general, I'm not. I think most economists would in general be suspicious of those types of things. I don't want to say...
But do stimulus packages work, where more money is put into the economy?
I mean, the type of stimulus they're talking about at the moment in terms of preserving... One sort of at least positive aspect of this is that I think there's wide recognition that this is not a normal recession. Like this is something that's happened. So these are viable businesses. So in terms of preserving businesses through that will be viable on the other side, I think that's where the discussion about this deposit build-up will become interesting again. You know, people have talked about whether there'll be a sort of booming 20s and so on after COVID has gone away. But I mean, there's certainly very plausible scenarios where these businesses come through this really tough period and there is savings in the economy and people start feeling safe to come out again. And I think the real job of these stimulus packages is to sort of preserve these businesses through the period of uncertainty.
But obviously people are still somewhat risk averse and may well be for some time to come. Behavioural economist Liam Delaney, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.